It is Friday morning, and it's time for the,
Bagpipe Brothers, Michael Giddens and Alex Bauman.
You know, we try to do things that keep people laughing and bring you a little bit of smartness, too, on this program. They did something to me several, months ago now.
It's been a while. Been definitely a minute.
Yeah, y'all created... Jeremy Law's in here with us. You got to bring him on.
We're going to talk to him. Bagpipe brother.
Yeah, it's the bagpipe triplets now. So, listen... We're going to talk about something in the second and third segment that Giddens wanted to bring Jeremy Law, but they created a dating site for me several months ago, and Bauman and you want to ask me some questions about this.
Well, I mean, first I wanted to know, has it been successful for you?
Absolutely. Y'all don't know what I do at night.
That's probably a good thing.
It's a very good thing. Now, Jeremy Law's probably closer to knowing because he lives right across the road from
me. I don't look out the window.
He doesn't look out the window, and I don't look in his, But they created a dating site for me, man.
I've heard, I've also been intrigued about how successful this has been for you, David.
Let me tell you something. It's been some hits on it now. I'm here to tell you. What's your question for me, Bow Wow?
You want to redo another one, get you some more questions on it?
I've got enough women in my life now. I don't need another dating profile.
We can update it, though. Get some new questions, some new answers.
Okay.
Yeah, freshen it up a little.
Okay. Shoot me a question.
What's your idea of a perfect weekend?
A perfect weekend? Somewhere where I ain't doing something for Radio Alabama. You asked. I mean, I told you. I mean, come on.
Oh, you got to get more specific than that.
My perfect weekend? I don't know. Maybe check out a ball game somewhere, go out and eat, have a good time, maybe check out a movie.
He's a simple man, guys.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to the beach every weekend when I get off.
All right, follow-up question. What do you think a woman's ideal perfect weekend is?
Being with me. You ask, I told you.
Do you think your perfect weekend would lead to a female being happy doing the things that you wanted to do on your perfect weekend?
Well, yes and no. I have the common decency as a man to ask what she would want to do to make it a perfect weekend. It's not all about me, just like it's not all about her.
But most importantly, her being with you would make it a perfect weekend for her.
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure I got that right.
And me.
I mean, what wiggle room do you have on that for you, though?
Depends on what you mean by wiggle. we're getting into some...
Like, you go check out a movie, but it ain't the movie you wanted to watch.
So
you
no problem. Okay. Absolutely. I'd still go with her. And I would let her, if we wanted to go out and eat, let her choose a restaurant. I don't care. I'm like Giddens. I can just about get anything off of a menu. He just looks at a menu and says, okay.
But what if she wanted to go to a different ball game than you wanted? What if she wanted to take you to a soccer event?
That I would not do.
Okay, see?
Listen.
What if she wants to go to a Dodgers game?
If she wanted to go to a Dodgers game, I had rather douse myself in gasoline and walk through walk through somebody's house that was producing crystal meth.
You don't want to see all the different parks,
No. I had rather take a shower in gasoline and walk through somebody's house that was producing crystal meth.
You got to watch out when David starts. I'd rather take. The word starts with an S and an H.
Yeah.
I just got real scared.
I'm telling you, man. I'd rather back into a beehive painted up with honey.
All right.
You'd rather do
Alabama's playing a big game at home against Tennessee, but Auburn's playing New Mexico State. Do you go with her to the Alabama-Tennessee game?
First of all, I'm not going to go out with somebody that's an Alabama fan.
I'm not saying she's a fan. I'm just saying you pass up.
I would go. Seriously, yeah. I mean, I would go. Don't ask me who I'd root for.
That's fine. I'm just saying.
Yes, I would do that. If Auburn was playing Northern Kentucky and Alabama's playing LSU, yeah, I'd do that. What about you, Giddens? Would you do that? If Celia wanted to go to Alabama LSU and Auburn was playing Northern Illinois, where would you go?
Sure, but I definitely don't have to worry about that hypothetical.
You didn't ask me if I had to worry about that. You asked me if I would do it. Okay.
Would you marry a Bama fan at this point in your life?
No.
You know what's crazy, guys? And Bauman will learn this. It is a problem to marry somebody from the other fan base.
Amen, brother. I mean, it's almost like insects. It's almost like marrying a cousin.
How's it like insects?
I mean, because you're marrying a cousin. I mean, you don't marry family members, okay? You don't.
No, I'm just saying, when you start having kids and stuff, man, it can be tough.
Oh, well, listen.
My kids aren't running around in orange and blue.
I'm telling you this right now, and Jeremy's going to have a hard time hearing this. They know this. I've said this. I would just about rather marry an Alabama fan than I would a Georgia fan right now. I'm telling you, they're
way worse.
Hey, they've climbed up on the pecking order, my friend. Dude, we haven't beat them in a long time.
Yeah, but you got to realize they were awful fans before they had a reason to be awful fans.
I mean,
they've taken it to the next level, which I didn't think was possible.
You got grown men barking at children over there on that in Athens.
Like, got them putting on shoulder pads with these dinghies on them every time they get a turnover on defense.
Bang. Fun fact.
That's a good one.
My fun fact was about to be a lie because I was going to say I've never attended a game, Alabama Georgia game, where Alabama lost. But I was at the last time Georgia beat Alabama in the regular season. Do you know when that was?
That was 2017.
Seven.
Okay.
Regular season.
A while back.
Matt Stafford in Tuscaloosa.
And they haven't played a lot in regular season. I mean, not a lot.
Not really. They went from 07, 08 all the way to 15 without playing the regular season.
Yeah. All right. So, Bauman, what's your next question? We got to get to the best segments here. So,
what's your most harmless toxic trait?
My most harmless?
Yeah.
Harmless or harmful?
Harmless.
Uh-oh. Okay. My most harmless toxic trait?
Yeah. It's like a red flag, but you don't really think it's that big of a deal.
You being an Auburn fan.
I could flag one right now.
Taking Giddens to eat somewhere.
That's not your toxic trait. Dr. Pepper cup.
You take me to eat? I pay for my own meal.
I didn't say pay. I said taking you to eat. It embarrasses.
You're just the chauffeur?
Yeah, I mean, the place has to ask you to leave.
All right, guys. Bauman, what's a David red flag that he doesn't know he has?
Diet Dr. Pepper is the only thing he drinks.
I was going to say always having an analogy for something.
I drink a lot of water that you guys don't know about.
Must be from 5 to 9.
I will tell you this, because that's the only two things I drink. I'm not a coffee drinker. I can't drink orange juice. I don't drink sweet tea anymore. You guys just think you see me drink that and that only, but I only drink two things other than when I go to a bar somewhere.
So what if a woman was like,
what bar do you go to?
He
goes to Sky Bar.
Oh my god.
Fermenters. What if a woman was like, hey, look, I'll date you, but you got to cut out the Dr. Pepper.
If she's worth it, I'll do it.
If it's Carrie Underwood?
Oh, it's gone.
It's gone. It's in the trash.
They'll quit making it.
Jesus take the diet Dr. Pepper.
Jesus take the wheel, baby. I ain't going to get no more. I told you, she's the bomb.com.
Next question.
Where does she bat in the lineup?
She leads off, plays shortstop, and argues with the umpire.
Okay, just making sure.
All right. Let's get to the next segment because this is one reason why we brought Jeremy Law in here. We'll be back with it. Wait a minute.
Do you think you've updated your profile?
Absolutely. Updated and improved it.
What website is he on?
All of them.
Oh, shoot.
Farmers Only.
Farmers Only.